This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Coming up, Rebecca Thiel speaks with Nicholas Acapinti, Director of Policy and Community Activism for the West Michigan Environmental Action Council. He says low gas prices can get in the way of sustainability efforts. But first, a public fundraising campaign has started to build two cottages near the campuses of Bronson and Borges Hospital. Hospital Hospitality House is hoping to raise $4.8 million. We are joined by CEO Judy Marcus Paget. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me, Gordon.
First of all, let's describe for people what is Hospital Hospitality House.
Sure. And many people in the Kalamazoo area do not know about it because they probably will never need us. We provide accommodations to people from out of town who have somebody in one of our hospitals getting medical treatment, or people coming from out of town getting treatment themselves on an outpatient basis can stay with us. So we provide lodging to about 1,200 people a year at the Hospital Hospitality House.
And people from out of town, this could include maybe someone lives in Kalamazoo and they have some sort of a medical emergency, takes them to the hospital, they're going to be there a while. They may have family members who have to come from a distance and they
Absolutely.
Can stay there.
Absolutely. The patient does not need to be from out of town. And that's often who we do accommodate, Kalamazoo people who are in the hospital and the family is coming from out of town, out of state or out of country even.
But you do also offer these services to patients who come to Kalamazoo from somewhere else, as you said, on an outpatient basis?
Right. For instance, the West Michigan Cancer Center serves all of Southwest Michigan, and that is treatment that's offered on an outpatient basis, and people can stay with us while they're getting that treatment. When you're getting radiation or chemotherapy 4 or 5 days a week, Three Rivers, which is a close drive for many of us, becomes too far away to go back and forth.
And right now, if someone is taking advantage of your services, where do mm-hmm. they stay?
They stay at the house at West South Street, 527 West South Street. Beautiful old home in the historic district that we have been operating out of for 30 years. We were founded by the Junior League of Kalamazoo and Bronson and Borges Hospital.
Now, you want to build these new cottages right near the hospitals, correct?
Right.
That's the idea?
The organization has spent about 11 years or more, depending who you ask, studying how we could provide our services better. We have looked at other models, best practices. We have visited many other hospitality houses throughout the country. And we've learned that the best practice is to be right next to the medical facility. Families need to be able to go, come and go. Many of the patients that they're supporting are critically ill. About a third of our guests are parents who have a newborn baby in the neonatal intensive care unit at Bronson. For those moms and dads, they need to be able to go to the hospital in the middle of the night to see that baby and to feed and to take care of that baby. We are 5 blocks away from Bronson, not too far, but far when it's 3 o'clock in the morning and your baby needs you. So we have launched this campaign, Two Houses, One Heart, to build next to each hospital to better accommodate our guests.
Describe what will be in these cottages. If someone is staying there, what sort of accommodations are they?
We will be able to offer private bedrooms and bathrooms. We will have 7 guest rooms in each cottage that will all have their own bathrooms. Right now at the old house on South Street, people need to be able to do stairs, and we ask people to share rooms. If you think of yourself and the last time you had to share a room with somebody you don't know, we get pretty uncomfortable. And these are folks who have already been through a lot of stress and emotional days and trauma. They have either followed an ambulance to get to Kalamazoo or a helicopter in many cases. And then at the end of the day, to come into this wonderful house and say, oh, by the way, here's your bed, and you don't know the person in the bed next to you. It works. People are willing to do it because it is hardship circumstances, but we know we can do better as an organization.
How many people can you currently accommodate on South Street?
If we have a head on every pillow, we have 19 people at the house and 7 guest rooms. So some of our guest rooms right now have 3 beds, some have 4 twin beds, some have a queen, some have a twin and a queen. And we do a lot with air mattresses and bed rolls and things like that. In snowstorms, we've been known to have a person on the couch.
And once these cottages are completed, they've been built, they're open, how many people will you be able to accommodate?
We will be able to accommodate 32. So we're looking forward to the increased capacity, but more importantly, being able to better serve the needs.
Do you plan to keep the place on South Street open?
We do not. We will build near Borges first, and then we will build a house next to Bronson. Once we're up and running next to each hospital, we will sell the house on South Street.
who is eligible to take advantage of this service? Is it somebody, you know, do they have to be a certain distance from home, or, you know, it kind of, because I imagine you probably have more people than you have space for. So is there a certain way you draw the line here?
Most nights we do. We do turn people away daily, not so much because we're full, but because we are not handicap accessible. And people have to be able to climb stairs to get into the house, and even more stairs to get to the guest rooms. We decide, really, it's on a first-come, first-served basis. If people need our services, they need to go through a hospital social worker or chaplain or case manager to get a referral to the house. We do not have any hard lines that we turn people away. And as I mentioned before, in the Three Rivers example, we had one gentleman from Vicksburg who needed cancer treatment for, I think, 6 weeks, 5 days a week. He did not have transportation. He did not have anybody around him that could give him rides daily, so he stayed with us. And for him, he told us we were a lifesaver, literally. He would not have been able to get the radiation treatment without us.
Is there any cost to someone who stays at one of these houses?
There is no cost. We do not charge our guests to stay there. Many, many, many people who stay there give us a donation, and we let them know when they check in that we do operate on donations. Many of the good people in Kalamazoo keep us running and make sure that this resource is available for the guests coming into our town.
Is there any sort of time limit on how long a family can stay at Hospitality House, Hospital Hospitality House?
There is not. As long as they are getting treatment or somebody in their family is in one of our hospitals or getting treatment, they are eligible to stay with us. Our average stay is 4.5 days. As I was leaving to come here today, there was somebody coming in to just take a nap. She was probably just going to be there a few hours. She's been doing round-the-clock bedside care at the hospital and just needed a nap. Sometimes people just come for the afternoon to do a load of wash or to have a meal or take a shower. So we have those short stays. Our longest stay was a mom who had a baby in the neonatal unit for the first year. He went home on his first birthday, so she was with us 1 year.
Is it common for family members to kind of rotate in and out of there? You know, perhaps one child comes, if it's a parent, for instance, and they kind of get relief after a while, and another family member will come and stay and be the one who's sort of on call?
Yes, and that happens frequently with an elderly parent, good example, where you have four or five siblings coming in from around the country to support the parent. We will offer them a room maybe with two beds, and they will rotate out, that it's always the same family in that room, but different adults from that family coming in and out throughout the day or night or whatnot to make sure somebody's with the elderly parent at all times while the other ones are getting the rest. So families become very resourceful in these trying, difficult times. We've had situations, too, where an elderly mom parent landed here. They were traveling in the Midwest. Her husband had a stroke while they were traveling, was hospitalized. She was by herself. Had never driven. The husband always did the driving. She stayed with us, and her daughter from Arizona came because she had never heard of a house like this and wasn't sure where her mother was going. And we kind of chuckled. I said, did you think it was the local flop house? And she did not know, but she came in and soon realized she had no worries. And then another daughter came from the mom's home area of Boston to drive the mom home. Dad stayed in the area with grandchildren to get rehab.
How do family members factor in to someone's treatment and recovery? Is it important for them to have people nearby and to know that someone can be at their bedside in a few minutes if needed?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There are many scary things, but I can't think of anything scarier than being in an emergency room setting, coming in as a trauma victim of some type and not being able to advocate for myself. It's critical to have somebody there to know your wishes, to carry those out and to advocate for you, and then to understand the directions also. We know people heal better and heal faster when family is nearby or somebody to look out for them. We also know at discharge, if there's somebody else other than the patient, to understand the discharge instructions, the readmittance rate is lower of going back to that hospital, that somebody else can go home with clear instructions and understand what needs to happen to keep that patient healthy. and to keep from going back to the hospital.
More likely that the discharge instructions are going to be followed because somebody else who has not been going through this medical trauma is hearing them and can process them.
And somebody can go get the prescriptions that may be necessary or the new diet that's required or such.
Are you finding that there is an increasing demand for something like hospitality house? More people want this option to be available?
Not yet, but as our medical care systems move more towards outpatient care instead of inpatient, we anticipate an increase. Many times those outpatient services, you need to be to the hospital 6 a.m., and if you're coming in from an outlying area, it's nice to get there the night before. Insurance companies no longer pay for that night before to stay in the hospital, but people can stay with us, get settled that night before, and hopefully down the road be right next door to the hospital for that 6 a.m. arrival time. So we do anticipate an increase.
How much capacity would you need to have, do you think, to accommodate everybody that would want this sort of service? I mean, I guess I'm wondering, are these two cottages going to be enough, or could we be back here in 5 years having another conversation?
Oh, gosh, I hope not, Gordon. Okay. Once we get through this fundraising, we hope we're good to go for a while. We have looked at our vacancy and occupancy rates for the past 10 years, looking at that rate of 80% full, looking at the new cottages and anticipating a continuing growth. We think we're set for a good long time. However, the property that the hospitals have each donated to us allows for expansion on that property.
And both hospitals are involved. Was it important to you and your organization that both Borges and Bronson got on board and did donate land?
Absolutely. It was important. We are partners with both hospitals. We are one of the collaborative efforts of both hospitals in this town, along with the Cancer Center and the Air Care. They both were equal founders with us, with the Junior League, and we want to work with both. However, to get to the design of two cottages next to each hospital, that was the hospitality house's decision and our decision alone. When we went to the hospital partners and said we would like to be next to you, both partners responded and said, yes, we agree, that's the best decision, but they were not part of that. So we're glad it worked out that way.
And also, if you could talk a little bit about the Home Builders Association and what their role is in this campaign.
We have been quietly fundraising for 2 years to get to this point of the public part of the campaign. It was a tough one. We're a small organization. We were asking for nearly $5 million. And we were getting there, and we were starting to look at what maybe could we do to cut the campaign back if we needed to. About the that time, the Home Builders Association of West Michigan approached us, asked us to present at their Community Services Committee. We presented our project, and they voted, and their membership voted to approve us for their community service. The Home Builders Association of West Michigan will build that first cottage for us as a gift. That is what's allowed us to go public and to launch this campaign.
So it's, as you said, nearly $5 million, $4.8 million. How much have you raised?
We have raised $3.4 million, and that includes the $500,000 from the home builders in labor and construction costs for the first cottage. And they are still actively fundraising for supplies that they need for that campaign or for that house. So we couldn't do it without them. We in-house, we're calling them our new best friends.
And when do you hope to be able to tell everybody, hey, we've reached the goal?
We need to raise about another $1.2 million so we can move dirt. And we're hoping to do that June. The home builders are at our backs saying, let's go, let's go. They are ready to move dirt. They have contractors ready to go. We don't want to miss that opportunity. So hopefully this summer you'll hear more about a ribbon cutting or groundbreaking, and then a year from now or later this year, a ribbon cutting to open the new cottage.
Okay, so June is when you hope to move dirt, and then you do hope to open these when?
By the end of the calendar year, we hope to have it operational.
Judy Marcus Paget, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Gordon.
Judy Marcus Paget is the CEO of Hospital Hospitality House. You can find links about their campaign to build two cottages near Bronson and Borges Hospital at our website, wmuk.org.